some new technology with me this morning. But no, we'll try and sing this. It's a wonderful hymn. It's one that I used to sing or have sang before. Don't know if anybody else in here has ever tried to sing this song. Jesus was slain for me at Calvary. And it's more or less just a really a worship hymn. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anybody here knows? Probably knows about it, but knows it. And I'm sure maybe when you hear it, you maybe will up here before. Praise the Lord. But we're just going to try and sing it in an attitude of worship. I have the hymn book here, but I'll just follow it from the note. Praise the Lord. Stand over here so I'm not blocking you. Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up into the mountain, come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mountain. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto the Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him. And he took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. And we'll ask the Lord to bless his word. Our Father, this morning, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, for a sense of your presence in this room, Lord. And Lord, we have come here this morning to meet afresh with you. And we ask you, Lord, that you'll meet afresh with us. And help us to enter in, Lord, as it were, even behind the veil. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we have read it from your word, Lord, that you're such a God of mercy. And Lord, we thank you, you're keeping mercy for thousands. And Lord, this morning, that in thousands, we're somewhere numbered in there, Lord. And we thank you for that this morning, Lord, that you kept mercy, that you never forsook mercy. But Lord, that's why we're here this morning. Amen. Because of mercy and because of grace, because of your goodness, because of your long suffering, Lord. And because, Lord, you have pardoned our iniquities. Lord, you said as far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our transgressions from us, never to be remembered against us no more. Lord, we know the blood of a lamb or the blood of an animal, a heifer, or a turtle doves can only cover sin. But you came to take away sin.
Amen.
Lord, we bless your holy name this morning because you were the appointed taker away of sin.
Amen.
Lord, never to be remembered against us no more. We thank you for that this morning, Lord. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. We ask you, Lord, to close us in with yourself now and help us, Lord, to worship you as we come around your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may have your seats this morning. And you know, we haven't come here this morning to say, right, this is how it's done. Because I'm like you, I'm still learning how it's done. And I don't want to say that I've got a set of rules here and you need to stick by them. No, I don't think it works like that, but let me say this. I want to bring this across this morning as a refresher course. If you're telling them a refresher course is something that you are put over again that you already know. That's my definition there of a refresher course. And you know, no matter how good we are, no matter how clever we are, or how we have the standard, we all need refresher courses. I believe that this morning. And you know, well, if you already know it, the refresher course is not going to do you any harm.
That's
right.
Amen.
It's not. So this morning I want us to look at this here as a refresher course. And also, I put a title on it, What is True Worship? And you know, I believe some of these things here we're reading about or going to be talking about is worship. And the last verse, and maybe it's the verse that I'll say the least about, but the last verse that we read, verse 8, we read that Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped.
Amen.
Now, If we go back to verse 1, begin at verse 1, I want to say that when we read verse 1, we read something about Moses and the Lord, and I want to say that Moses had got an appointment. He'd got an appointment from God. And he hadn't only got an appointment from God, he'd got an appointment with God. I tell you, that is something. Now, I've broken it down into several different categories, if you want to say that. And I want to look this morning, if I can, at Moses. And the first thing I want to say about him was that he had an appointment. He had an appointment with the Lord.
Amen.
He was coming under invitation. You know, when you come to church, God invites you to come. You're here this morning because God wants you here.
Amen.
Now, you had to come. We know that you had to make the effort. You had to come here this morning. But listen, God knows that you were coming here this morning.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
God knows that you would be in this room this morning. God knows in Scarborough, in Orange Hall, 2020 it is now. And what's the date? Is it 26th of January, 2020. God knew that you have been in this room this morning. Boy, I hardly remember the date. And there's God knew that you would be here.
Amen.
Does anybody ever tell you you're here by appointment?
Amen.
You know, we make an appointment to go to a dentist. I tried to make one to go to a dentist and he wouldn't let me come. He said, it's over 7 years from your hair and your stroke off.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
You know something? God doesn't strike you off.
Amen.
God doesn't write you off. Doesn't matter how long you think you've been away.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God doesn't write you off.
Amen.
God doesn't look at the book and say, oh, it's a long time from I've heard him pray.
Right.
It's a long time from I heard that person worship.
Right.
Seems to be a long time from that person read the Bible. But he's still there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
The door's still open. Praise the Lord. Now listen, Moses had an appointment with the Lord. And I've written down here, how do you get the appointment? You get the appointment by listening to God. Now, the Lord said unto Moses, the Lord said unto Moses, has the Lord said anything to you lately? Well, let me say this, and it's a very simple reasoning or a very simple thought. How do you know when the Lord is speaking? Well, there's one thing you need to be doing. What is that? You need to be listening. We need to be listening to what God is saying. And Moses was a man who was listening. Now you say, why did he need an appointment? Well, God wanted to meet with him again. That's why he needed an appointment. God, now Moses wasn't cut off. And let me say this, you're never cut off.
Amen.
You're never in a place where God can't hear you. Remember that. You're never in a position where the Lord doesn't hear what your petitions are. He knows about you. He knows everything. But here, Moses was a man who knew how to listen to God.
Amen.
And if you want to get an appointment, you need to be listening. Now, the Lord spoke and Moses was listening. Now you say, well, John, if he was listening and the Lord was speaking, why did he need an appointment? God wanted to give him a refresher course. God wanted to do something for him. God wanted to reveal himself in a greater way. God wanted to meet him with him again. Isn't that something?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So Let me say this here. Listening, I've written it down. It says it in verse 1 that Moses was listening to God. Moses was listening to God. But if he wasn't listening, how did he know what God said? You see, it's important that whenever we come to church, we hear from God. But also it's equally important that when we come to church, we're listening. We're listening. And we're expecting to hear something. Now, if you're not listening, you're not expecting to hear nothing. Not right. You have to listen. God help us to be listeners. Now, we could maybe try to spend a lot of time on listening this morning. To listening, what is God's people listening to? You know, you can listen to the wrong thing.
Right.
Oh boy. Now you can't, sometimes you hear stuff that you don't want to hear. Or you're listening to stuff that you don't want to listen to. But the best thing that you can do, if it's something on the radio or something on the TV, turn it off.
Amen.
Switch it off.
Amen.
Don't listen to it.
Amen.
You see, the devil's advertising all the time. And what is he, you know, that's what happened to Eve. She started to listen to him. You see, if you don't listen to him, we need to close our ears to what the devil's saying and what the world is saying, and open our ears to what the Holy Ghost is saying and what
Amen.
God's saying.
Amen.
How do you hear from God? You read the Bible.
Right.
How do you listen to God? Well, you listen to his word. You're listening to God.
Yes.
How do you hear from God? Hear the word.
Amen.
Hear the Bible.
Right.
Hear this word.
Right.
Now, if you're listening to God, you'll read the Bible and you'll wait on God.
Amen.
Read the Bible, wait on God. Now, if you read the Bible, you'll be deaf. And you'll be blind if you don't hear from God.
Right.
You'll be deaf, spiritually deaf, if you don't hear from God. And you'll be spiritually blind if you don't see something. So God wants us to be listeners. Now I'm not here this morning saying we're not. No, we're not. I know we are doing these things. But I want to refresh you. I want to give you this refresher course. Because, do you see this here? This is a part, I believe, of true worship. A man or a woman who will listen to God, I believe God attributes that to you as true worship, as listening to God. Now, if you listen to the word, you'll be like the word. If you listen to God, you'll be like God.
Amen.
If you listen to the word, you'll have the worldly thoughts. If you listen to God, you'll have godly thoughts. What does the Bible say? To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to be spiritually minded. How do you become spiritually minded? You have to read the Bible.
Amen.
You have to read the Word of God. This is the infallible Word of God. Brother Branham said, if you want to bring God into the church, bring the Word into the church.
Amen.
If God tells me, if I want to bring him into my life, bring the Word of God into your life. Get this Bible. You know evangelist Albert Chambers, a lot of people maybe wouldn't know him. He's an old man now, but he said that he read the Bible. This is what he said. He said, I read the Bible, and I read the Bible, and I read the Bible. And he says, when I went to church, and the minister stood up to preach, or any person stood up to speak, he said, I had the Bible as my yardstick.
Amen.
The yardstick.
Amen.
That's the true measurement.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said he had discernment what was right and what was wrong.
Right.
Why? Because he read the Bible.
Right. Amen.
Read the Bible. He read the Word of God. He knew what the Word of God said. Then when somebody come and said something else, he said, never read that in the Scripture. But when somebody come and said what was in the Scripture, he could say, amen, brother. That's the Word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God help us to be listeners.
Amen.
I've got this new technology with me this morning, and you know, she's just lay down, Tommy. You see, man made stuff, it'll give trouble. Oh, I don't know what has happened. She switched herself. She must have switched herself right off. Here she's coming back again. You see, technology can switch itself off. Yeah, I need to do that, Tommy. You see, it's a bit like a Christianness. It needs a touch from the master.
Every day.
See, take the horn away, it'll switch itself off. You know what happens when it switches off? It goes dead. When you touch it, then it comes to life. See, when God touches his church, they're going to come to life. When God puts his hand on a people, they're going to come to life.
That's right. Glory.
You see, we need a touch from the master's hand. Like that old violin that nobody would give nothing for. And then the old boy steps up and he tightens up the strings and he starts to play a tune on her. And then the auctioneer goes, all of a sudden, first of all, he was talking about dollars or pounds. Now he's talking about hundreds and thousands.
Yes.
See, the true worth. You know, you'll never know your true worth until God puts his hand in.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. I have to keep moving. You see, I said that Moses had an appointment. And he had an appointment. And because he had an appointment, he had preparation. He had preparation because he had an appointment. We're told also in the verses 1 here, Moses had preparation, and I've written it down here. He was told what to do. He was told to hew 2 tables of stone, like unto the first. And the Lord said he would write upon them. And also the Lord reminded him that he had this here, but he broke them. The Lord reminds him, but the Lord says, hew you 2 more the same. God says, go back again and do it over again. Go back. Hew 2 stones. So here's preparation on behalf of Moses. Moses is told, he's given information, he's given detail, and he has to have preparation. And he says, tell him that you have to do 2 tables of stone like unto the first 2 that you've done. Go back and do 2 more, Moses. And then something else about him in verse 2. He says to Moses, and be ready in the morning. You get two more tables of stone, and you, when you get these, you be ready in the morning. So there's preparation. You know, let me say this, we're always ready. I believe we're always ready to come into the presence of the Lord. But God was reminding Moses here to get the 2 tables of stone, and he was reminding him also to be ready. And not only to be ready, but to be ready in the morning. Ready in the morning. Go and get 2 tables of stone, Moses, and be ready in the morning. Now that's preparation. Be ready in the morning. And not only be ready in the morning, it says, come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai. Come up in the morning, he said. Now, let me say this. The appointment leads you to the preparation, which Moses had both of. And I believe you've got them too, them qualities also. And the appointment and the The appointment and the preparation led to the next thing, and the next thing was his approach. His approach to God. And you see Moses doing the preparation. The preparation was obedience. Obedience. Now I've written it down here that what was the main ingredient that Moses had? The main ingredient that Moses had was obedience to what God had said. Now, it wasn't an impossibility to do that, because Moses had done it before. So God was asking Moses to do something he had done before, and God was wanting Moses to be prepared. If he hadn't wanted him to be prepared, he wouldn't have told him for to make the two tables of stone, would he, or to cut them out. He wouldn't have said nothing about that. But he wanted him to be prepared. And Moses was preparing himself through preparation. And this was going to be a meeting with God. And Moses gets the two tables of stone. And I believe Moses was ready. As soon as he got his hands on them two tables of stone and cut them out, whatever he had to do, he got two. And they were the very same or as near till as they could be as the first two tables of stone that he had. And Moses gets them, and Moses is ready to go and meet with the Lord.
Amen.
I'll tell you, it's good when you're ready. Now, he wasn't only to get ready, but he was to get ready and be ready in the morning. You see, Moses taking the preparation, and then we have the approach. Now I want to keep moving on. I'm maybe going a bit slow here this morning, but listen. It was early in the morning. Early in the morning. You know, early in the morning says a lot of things, doesn't it? I've written down here, don't leave it till everything else is done. If you want to do something for God, do it for him in the morning. If you want to do something for God, do it for him in the morning.
Right.
Now, you could look at the morning as the early years of your life.
Right. Amen.
Don't wait till you're my age. Now, God can use you at any age. But do it in the morning. Young people, serve God in the morning.
Amen.
Serve him in the morning. Serve him in the noontide. Serve him when the sun goes down.
Amen.
And here Moses gets up the next morning. And you know, I've written down here, don't leave it till everything else is done. Jesus is not to be your second thought. He's not to be your second thought. He ought to be your first thought. You know, whenever you go to bed at night, your last thought should be Christ.
Amen.
You know, when you get up in the morning, your first thought should be Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. And you know, I believe we adopt that attitude. That's a good mental attitude. It's a good attitude to have. And you know, Moses got up in the morning and he hadn't got anything else in his mind. He wanted to meet with God.
Amen.
Get up in the morning, you know, sometimes when I get up in the morning, you know, you have certain things. We go to work. We have to go to work. We have to work to make the two ends meet. But isn't it good to have a time with the Lord?
Right. Amen.
And the Lord help us to have a time, a little time, no matter how big or small, but just have a time with the Lord. Moses got up in the morning and the Lord said, be ready in the morning.
Amen.
Be ready in the morning.
Right.
And God wanted to meet with Moses. God wanted to meet with Moses. Moses wanted to meet with God, but God wanted to meet with Moses. Remember that. And we see here that Moses, he had to make the approach. He had to make the approach. I'm talking now about Moses' approach to God. Moses is the one that had to go there. Moses is the man who had to make the approach. Now, When we talk about making an approach to God, I have written down a lot of stuff here. Don't know if I'm going to get to it all or not, but listen. Moses had to make an effort to go up the mountain. Isn't that right? He had to go. He had to go to that place where he knew he was going to meet with God. And he gets up early in the morning and he goes up the mountain, praise the Lord. And verse 2 says, "And be ready in the morning and come up in the mountain unto Mount Sinai and present thyself there to me in the top of the mountain." Now Moses was going up, and we know that he took the two tables of stone, but he presented himself there to God. You know, that tells me that's a personal thing between Moses and God. And when you come to church to worship, it's a personal thing.
Amen.
Between you and God.
Amen.
God wants to meet with you.
Amen.
Do you realize that?
Amen.
That when you come to church, God wants to meet with you.
Amen.
You. Moses, I want to meet you at the top of Mount Sinai. Moses, be ready. Be ready in the morning, Moses. And come up in the morning, Moses. And present yourself. Show yourself, Moses. Where are you, Moses? You know, when we get out of bed in the morning, could you imagine God's waiting on you? God's waiting on you. God was at the top of the mountain. He was waiting on Moses. And Moses came up and presented. What did he present? Himself. Come on. Moses presents himself to the Lord. Moses is just a man. He's flesh and blood. He's a human being. He was born in sin. And there's a holy God waiting to have a talk with him. There's Almighty God waiting to have a talk with Moses. Moses doesn't seem to be important, but in the eyes of the Lord, he's very important. God wants to speak to him that day, no matter about anything else in Moses' life. Do you ever realize that some days God wants to speak to you, not about anything else in your life? God wants to talk to you. God wants to have communion with you. God wants you to come in before his presence and commune with him. Now Moses had been listening and Moses had been hearing, but God says, "I know all that, but I wanted you to come because I want to talk to you. I want to meet with you again." Moses, come on up. Personal thing. And what else was Moses told here? In verse 3, we're told, "And no man shall come up with thee." Oh, boy. You see, there's no man. Now, let me say this. And I have to be careful how I say this, because a man can assist you to come to the presence of the Lord, but no man can bring you into that presence. That's the work of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's the work of the Holy Ghost. Now, why did the Lord say to Moses, "Moses, come you up, and don't be bringing anybody with you"? Well, we've already said that Moses was going up there to meet with the Lord, and the Lord wanted to meet with Moses. Well, why couldn't Moses not have brought Joshua? Now, Joshua, he was close, but he wasn't allowed to come. God said, "No, I didn't ask Joshua and Moses, I asked you." Don't never look at somebody else and think, what are they doing? If God asks you, he asks you. And it's a personal thing. I'm going to wreck this thing, tell me someday. Praise the Lord. But no man was to go with Moses. You see, Moses was left alone. Moses was told to come alone. He was told to come up alone. And what does that mean? That means Moses and God.
Amen.
And that also can mean Moses. That also can mean you and God. God and you. God wants to speak to you. God wants you. God wants to talk to you. God wants you to know. As I said earlier, it's a personal thing. Now let me say this. I said that no man could bring you into the presence of the Lord. But there's one who can, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit can bring you in. But now I'm moving on. I shouldn't just move. But just before I move here, and we're still talking about Moses and his approach. He was to come by himself. Now, I said that he was to come by himself because his God is wanting to speak to Moses. He's wanting to speak to Moses. But also, if Moses comes by himself, he'll not have anybody there to talk to. Do you understand what I mean now? Now, when we come to church, it's different. We're coming together. But even so, when we come to church, it's an individual thing between you and God. And whenever Moses went by himself and he stood there in the presence of the Lord had Moses' undivided attention. You realize that? There was no other distraction. Now, it doesn't matter. Maybe we have distraction. Maybe we don't have distraction. We can still come in the presence of the Lord. We can still enter in. We can still come there and present ourselves. Present ourselves. And you see that word, even presenting yourself. What does it mean? It means God sees you. God sees you. Isn't that wonderful? Whenever Moses came up there, God saw. Hallelujah. Now, I'm taking a lot of time here. I've a lot of things written down. Now, whenever God would see Moses, and then we read here that, I have written it down here, that God had got Moses' undivided attention. Now, let me say a bit about the Spirit, and you know this here this morning, you know these things all that I'm going to say here. When we come to church, how should we come to the house of the Lord? Now, I've written this down here, and you'll read it in John's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, Matthew, if you want to bring that up. But Jesus said, in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. And that was, that's the way we are meant to approach God. In spirit and in truth. And Moses goes up that mountain in spirit and in truth. And we come to church, we ought to come in spirit and in truth. And what more can you say about that? Well, listen, I've written this here down, and I'm going to go through this here quickly, but because you can write down a lot of stuff, you can have too much stuff sometimes written down. But when we come to church, I've written it down, come in spirit for more of the same spirit. Come in spirit for more of the same spirit. Come in truth for more of the same truth. But you know, when you come in spirit and in truth, that's reality, that's real, that's not a put on. When you come to church, if you come in truth, it's not a pretend, but it's the real thing. And that's how God wants us to come, I believe, to church. In spirit and in truth. Now let me say this also, that Moses just walked up there and he had the two tables of stone in his hand, and he has got instruction to come up there, and he gets the two tables of stone and he just starts heading up to the Mount Sinai, to the top of the mountain, and he just comes walking right up, and he just walks right into the presence of the Lord, if you want to say that. Now, what does that tell us? How do we come? We come boldly. Moses came boldly. And you know, you might say, oh, you know, if you really just stop and think, you might say, oh boy, I could never go there. Moses could have thought, said to himself, I could never go there. But listen, Moses walked right into God's presence. with boldness. And let me say this, we're going to, maybe Matthew will turn us again to the book of Hebrews, and it's chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. Now, these things are important, I believe, because this is how you come into the presence of God. And we're talking now about the approach, Moses' approach to God. I'm talking about our approach. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. How do you get in there? By the blood of Jesus. What's the key that unlocks the door to the Holy God?
Amen.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Now you can, let me say this, you can have boldness. But because you have boldness doesn't mean that you are reverent, you're not reverent. I want to say that boldness, this boldness that comes from God comes with a holy reverence also. Hallelujah. And I want to say, and you know, it's maybe in the same chapter, but don't be moving, Moss, you stay there. But it's maybe in verse 10 of the same chapter where it says that we are sanctified by the offering up of Christ. Sanctified by the offering up of Christ.
Amen.
But it says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
You know the devil hates the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
He hates their three words, blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus, the devil hates that. That's your key to come right into the presence of a holy God. That's the way we ask how and why we approach. That's how we can approach. And listen what verse 20 says. By a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, that is to say God became a man in the presence of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's by a new and it's by a living way. You know, the devil doesn't want you to know that it's a living way. What does it mean, it's a living way? It's still relevant today in 2020. You can still come right into the presence of the Holy God.
Amen.
It's a living way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You've got a living way this morning. We have got a living way to come into his house and come in right into his presence. Listen, I've written that down. A new and a living way. You know, Moses just walked right out into the presence of God. By himself. By himself. See, when Moses came, nobody had to help him.
Amen.
You know, you oughtn't need anybody to help you to come to church. If you need help to come to church, you need to start listening. And I believe when you start listening, you get an appointment.
Amen.
And when you get an appointment, you'll be somewhere where you can meet with God.
Amen.
And if you're going somewhere where you can't meet with God, you need to leave that place and go somewhere. Or find somewhere where you're going to meet with God. Because God wants to meet with you. And God's made a way for you. God has made a way for me. We have no excuse. We can never go to God and say, Lord, I tried to get a hold of you and I was unable. That's not going to work. God has made the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has provided the way. He's available. See? Now, I said he came in boldly, but just because you're coming boldly doesn't mean to come. You doesn't mean you just come any old way. No, you come in with reverence. You come into the house of the Lord with reverence. Praise the Lord. You see, I've written it down here. We need to come in boldly, but we also come in spirit and in truth. And that's the approach. That's our approach. Praise God that we can approach unto him. He's not unapproachable.
Amen.
But he's approachable. God's approachable. He's approachable this morning. Now, the Bible tells us that Moses done all these things, and there was no man. There was no man came up with him. There was. He was in obedience. Moses was in obedience, pardon me, to what the Lord told him to do. And he goes to that place where the Lord asked him to go. And God meets with him. God meets with him. He has an encounter with God again. God meets with him. Now, God had met with Moses before. Yes, he had. But just because God met with you on a certain day and a certain date, that doesn't mean to say he never wants to meet you again. Hallelujah. Some people say, oh, I got saved 10 years ago. I got saved, what? I got saved 20 years ago. What? I got saved 30 years ago. That's all right. That's good. But when last did you hear? When last did he speak to you directly? Or when last were you listening to him? To let him speak. God wants to speak every day.
Amen.
God wants to meet us every day.
Amen. Right.
Every day. Praise the name of the Lord. And we see here then, I've written it down, that Moses had a response to the word of, to the meeting with God. Now, let me say this. Whenever you meet with the Lord, you will have a response. You'll not meet with the Lord and not be different. If you're no different, you didn't meet with him. Now that's a strong thing to say. But every time Moses met with the Lord, I believe Moses was different. What did the Bible say about us? It says that God is changing you from glory to glory.
Amen.
Now God didn't say you weren't in glory. No, he didn't. He said you're in glory, but he's changing you from glory to glory, from one glory to another glory. God is changing you, and every time you meet with God, God does a work. God was going to do a work. Now Moses went up there, and the Lord come down, and the Lord, we're reading the verses there, and I'm not going to take the time to do that, but from verses 5 to 7, we read the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. That's Exodus 34 and verse 5. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. You know, could you meet Moses coming from church? And you start to talk to him. And you say, Moses, where were you? I was at a meeting. You were at a meeting, Moses? Yes, I was at a meeting. How many people was there, Moses? The Lord was there. Oh, but how many people was there? Well, I was there. Moses, where was everybody else? The Lord was there. You know, it is important that we have big numbers. But who's the most important guest?
Right. Amen.
Who has to be there? Let me say this. Who has promised to be there?
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
We're two or three.
Amen.
Are gathered together in my name.
That's right.
There am I in the midst of them. You know, it's good. I'd love to see more people. I'd love to see a big crowd. But you haven't been in a meeting if you haven't been somewhere where the Lord is. You've only been at a social. You've only been at a picnic. You've only been at a tea or a gathering or a sing song. We need to come to church and meet with God. Doctor so and so can't do it.
Right.
Reverend so and so mightn't be able to do it. Now, all them things are useful, all them things are helpful. I'm not here to condemn any man or any woman. I'm not here to speak against any of that stuff this morning, but I'm here to say, unless you meet with the Lord, you have missed the goal.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
You're going home nil. Nil, nil. What's the score? Nil, nil. You didn't meet with God, and God didn't meet with you. But whenever Moses come down the mountain and listened to this, the score was 1-1. 1-1. Why was it 1-1? Because Moses got the gold and the Lord got the gold.
Amen.
They both scored. I tell you, when you get in His presence, you're going to score. When you get in the presence of the Lord, you're going to have an achievement.
Hallelujah.
Something's going to happen.
Everything. Amen.
Everything. Amen.
See the Lord come down by. What did Moses do when he seen Him? The Bible said he made haste, bowed his head toward the earth, and he worshipped.
Amen.
You know, when you read about people in the Bible who are worshipping, you know what they do? Bow their head. Bow their head. Why did Moses bow his head? Bowed his head in a mark of respect. He realized he was standing before the supreme deity.
Amen.
He realized he was standing before omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. He realized this was the self-existent one. He realized this was the one that had the bread of life. He realized, you could say like Peter of old, Lord, to whom shall we go?
Amen.
You have the words of eternal life.
Amen.
You have the words of eternal life. You are Jesus Christ the King.
Amen.
You know, Moses did reverence there. And the Bible says in verse 6 that the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. God's going to judge the guilty. There's no means that will get off free. There's no free pass for sin. The only free pass for sin is the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The only thing that can cure the penalty is the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But today people want to downgrade the blood, and they want to also, when you downgrade the blood, what are you doing? You're not only downgrading the blood, but you're downgrading the cross. And you're not only downgrading the cross, but you're downgrading the man who hung on that cross.
Amen.
And that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, I have to move on. The time just flew. But you see, God comes down and He reveals Himself. He reveals Himself to Moses when He comes down. He reveals Himself again to Moses. Moses has a meeting with Him again. Moses has a talk with Him, and He has a talk with Moses. Isn't that wonderful? You know, you too can have a talk with the Lord, and the Lord can have a talk with you. And you can know without a shadow of a doubt that you're in His presence. Now, Moses had no doubt that he was in the presence of the Lord. For the Lord descended. The Lord just come down. Now, the Holy Ghost can come in the meeting the same way. The Spirit of the Lord can come over you while you sit in your chair, or while you stand in this room. The Spirit of the Lord can come on you. And you can meet afresh with the Lord. And I've written down here that the Lord revealed His plan and will to Moses.
Amen.
The Lord revealed Himself to Moses that day. Moses revealed himself to the Lord, but the Lord also revealed Himself to Moses. And I have said the score is 1-1. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to look at something here that's important. Now, I said earlier that we can come our approach. We can come boldly. so we can. Because if we weren't able to come boldly, we'd never come. Not right. We just have to come boldly into the house of the Lord and into the presence of the Lord. But we need to come in spirit and in truth. Now I want to say something about Moses. And this wasn't the first time that Moses had this. Moses was here before. Now I want to say something about descending the mountain. Descending the mountain. We have seen, or have tried to show you this morning, how that Moses had an appointment, and he had a preparation, and he had an approach, and he made himself ready, and he went up the mountain. But I want to talk to you about coming down off the mountain. And the time is almost gone, but as quickly I'm going to do this here. Coming down on the mountain. What is coming down on the mountain? What does it represent? It represents you coming to church and the preacher standing up. Now, going up the mountain, this is what it represents. You come into church and the preacher standing up and preaching from the Word of God. And God speaks to you. And you hear what God's saying. And then the time comes and it always flies in, I think. And we have to go home. And that's whenever you're coming down the mountain. That's whenever you're descending the mountain. Now I've wrote it down here. What way should we descend the mountain? In the presence of the Lord will do something. Moses bowed his head as a mark of respect. The Lord revealed himself to Moses. Moses had presented himself to the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him. But all them things is good, but then Moses had to leave. Moses had to go back down the mountain. What way ought you to go back down the mountain? Now, this sounds like Irish. If you go down the mountain the same way you came up. How did he come up? How do you come to church this morning? How do you come in this room? You're meant to come in spirit and in truth. You're meant to come in reverence. But also in boldness. Now, just because we come boldly doesn't mean to say we come in any old way, no. We still come in with respect and reverence. And see, when we're leaving, we need to leave the same way.
Amen.
We need to leave the same way. Now, there's an example of Moses. Now, I'm not blaming Moses. It's easy to blame people. I've written it down here, and it's Exodus chapter 32. Maybe Matthew will turn and tell it, please. Matthew, Exodus chapter 32, verses 15 to 19. Now, I said it wasn't the first time that Moses was there and he was in the presence of the Lord. But he came down the mountain and he broke the two tables of stone. He broke the two. Why did he break them? Now, you know this. You know why he broke them. The Bible tells us. Why did he break them? Now, listen. Verse 15, I think I'm right with this when we have this. I think this is right. Yes. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both sides. On the one side and on the other were they written. Now, that represents to me that's the Old Testament and the New. They were written on both sides. Two of them. And they're written on both sides. Now, that's another sermon probably on its own. And the tables were the work of God. And the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tables. So Moses was in the presence of the Lord, and he's not only in the presence of the Lord, but he's in the works of God. The works of God is with that But Arne and the boys was in a glory meeting. They were in a glory meeting. Not all singing, and not all shouting, and all dancing, hissing and noise is from the Lord.
That's right.
It's fizz and pop.
Amen.
A lot of it. Right. Fizz and pop. What does it mean to be fizz and pop? It means you can consume it from the morning till the cows come home and you will never be intoxicated. But you get in touch with the real thing.
Amen.
And you'll be intoxicated with the power of God by the Holy Spirit of the living God. You will not be yourself, but you will be under the influence of the Holy Spirit of the living God. And these men, I can give us a few more verses. Verse 19 says, and it came to pass as soon as he was come nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mountain. You know, you might say all that he gained was lost. All that was spoke was lost. It was all for none. Where's the truth? Where's the work of God? You see, the devil wants to put it on the floor. He wants to break it.
Yes.
I'm glad he can't break Calvary.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad he can't mop the blood up.
Glory.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
If he could, he would.
That's right.
But he can't do it.
Amen.
And Matthew, give us more verses. Give us more verses. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder.
Lord.
And stewed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink it. You know, I've written something down here. You see, I've written down here that Moses came down and Joshua was with him and he walked into a noisy meeting. Noisy meeting. You know, there's some meetings today and they're so noisy, you'd think you were in the coach inn.
That's right, that's a pedigree.
You'd think you were at a dance, you'd think you were at a disco. Now, I'm not against noise, no, don't get me wrong. But you know, when the Holy Ghost comes in the room, there's a stillness comes over it.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost, when God wants to minister, when the gifts want to operate, they're not going to operate among hullabaloo. Now don't take that the wrong way, and I don't mean it the wrong way. But they'll operate in reverence, with true reverence
Amen.
And the holy boldness. That's how the grateful. And you notice in Brother Branham's meeting, he would say, bow your head and be real reverent. See, he's like a dove. But you see, whenever Moses came down here, and I've written down something here. Oh, I can't find it. I'm getting fangled up with this tummy. I need a bit of practice at it. You see, I've written down something and it's brave and what I've written down is brave and cheeky. Maybe the Lord doesn't want me to read it. Let me say this. Do you see? Moses broke the tablets. If you submit yourself to any other image, you're going to break the tablets. Did you hear that? If you submit yourself to any other image rather than God, you're going to break the two tablets of stone. You're going to break them. Let it be a golden calf. Let it be a golden image. Now, Tommy was talking about the image and the golden image and Nebuchadnezzar and all them things. And you see, it's very easy for people to get sidetracked with a golden image. You know, these people, when they seen the image, they said, these are the gods that brought us up out of Egypt. They attributed the glory and the worship to something else rather than God. Never do that.
Amen.
You're here because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You're here because God loves you. And God Amen. Gave himself for you. You're not here because somebody else died for you. Jesus died and Jesus died alone
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
Nobody else. Moses broke them. Now, you know, why am I saying all that? I'm hard to listen to, maybe, but listen, and I'm almost through, and my time has gone. I'm sorry, I take up a lot of time. There's two ways you can go out of this room. Now you say, John, tell me, well, you go. We know we're going to leave by that door, all been well, we'll leave through that door, and down the stairs, and out through the other door, and we're out. But you can get up off your chair, and you can make as much noise as you can. You can wreck the house before you leave. And you can go outside. Now this sounds crude. You can go up there with the children and climb the tree. But anything that has been said, if you do that, it'll have left you before you're in the car. I believe that. I believe that. We ought to leave the way we come in. We ought to descend the mountain. You see, Moses had to go back again. If Moses hadn't have broke down there, and I'm not blaming Moses. What about Aaron? If Aaron hadn't have made the golden calves, you see the way the people. Why did Aaron make the golden calf? He listened to the people. He listened to the people, they'll go astray. Listen to God.
Amen.
Listen to God. If you listen to God, you not have any images. No image. Nothing. No. A lot of people today have an image. Some of them doesn't even know they have an image. Somewhere along the line they've stopped listening. God, help us to listen. You know, Moses went back up and he met with God, and we know that. And God redone the tables. And he declared the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I said here, and I have to come to a stop. Whenever you meet with the Lord, you'll know you met with him. And you will know you met with him. Other people will know also.
Amen.
That you met with him.
Amen.
Isn't that good? Praise the Lord. I thank you for your patience. You know, I'm going to ask you to have more patience, because I'm going to come again and sing another song. Sister Alva will help me this morning, and thank the Lord for his goodness. And you know, always remember that you can come into the presence of the Lord, and the Lord will meet with you, and the Lord will be a part of what you want him to do. Praise his holy name. There's a hymn there, Alva, and I think we maybe tried to sing it before once. It's 148 in the Redemption Hymn Book. Yeah, I've got a hymn book here. Thanks, Tom. Praise the Lord. You know, I trust the Lord has spoke to us this morning.
Amen.
I trust we have met with him. You know, Moses went up there and he met with the Lord afresh. He met with the Lord afresh. That's what counts. It makes the difference. See, when you meet with the Lord, you get something to keep you going.
Amen. That's right.
Till you meet again.
All right.
Praise his holy name.
Amen.
You know, this wee hymn's about the birth of the Lord. Wonderful birth till a manger he came. Well, Brother Matthew's got it. And you know, let me just let you remain in your seats this morning, because if you stand up, people at the back might be able to see. And I'm going to try to sing this again to the Lord. Then maybe Brother Gary will come, or if the pastor wants to come and speak with us. I'm going to try and sing this in an attitude of worship. Anybody know this hymn? Tommy knows it well. We're going to learn. Praise the Lord. It's so true. The words of it are so true. Wonderful birth to a manger came. Man in the likeness of man to proclaim God's boundless love for a world sick with sin.
boy. Isn't it good that he's here?
Amen.
You know, I never get tired of listening to the gospel message.
Amen.
We ought not never to get tired of listening to that.
Right.
Because it's the truth of such.
Amen.
It is the word. Maybe it'll give us a little prayer.
Sure. that, the word of the Lord. Praise God. And you know, so true what our brother John's preached this morning. I believe it's the word of the Lord. And there's no feeling or anything right now. Sure there's not. But I'll tell you, the spirit of prophecy is in the meeting right now. I'm telling you. And it's several times in the meeting. Tongues and interpretation. That could happen right now in this meeting. And I believe the Lord has spoken to us. I really believe it. And I believe it's so true what our brothers preach. Many times we can have the right word in this meeting, but it's lost. But God wants you to keep it, not lose it. Praise God. Be encouraged this morning. And I believe, I hope our brother John as well, encouraged in the word of the Lord. The Lord has spoken to us plainly. When God talks to you, you don't need somebody to give you some several people to sit down and explain it. It's simple.
Amen.
Even William Branham's message, they're trying to explain it for 40 years. But you don't need that when you hear him preaching it. It's simple. God's message is simple and it's plain. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. I'm going to ask our brother Gary to come and sing us before we go, and praise God. And let's take on board what the Lord's told us. Don't think our brother John's told us. Believe it's from the Lord. We're to ascend the mountain in a certain way. We're to descend and ascend. Jesus even said that. I come from the Father, I go back to the Father. There's a way he did it. God wants us to do it the same. Amen. I want you to come this evening prepared. We're going to have a preaching on healing. And I want you to come expecting God to heal somebody tonight. And if you're confused why you're not healed and you want to get healed and all these things, the Word of God's an answer. But you have to hear it. And just like God's a plan of salvation, God's a plan for healing. And we're going to hear about it this evening, the Lord will.
Amen.
So let's come tonight under expectation. The Lord bless you, Brother John. And good to see our brethren from Australia. The Lord bless you. And as a brother Gary comes, God bless you. Deacon's counted it, and we're coming 4:30 this evening. God bless you.